We may not think of sound as something that's three-dimensional, but sound and architecture are actually closely related. A building can have a certain rhythm or movement, and a musical composition can be light or dark or monumental. In the hands of San Francisco sound artist Bill Fontana, sounds and noises can even become a sculpture. KALW's Neil Swinkles reports.
The Rotunda in San Francisco City Hall is a place full of noisy activity, with city employees rushing through in every direction, visitors taking pictures, and people constantly walking up and down the majestic marble staircase. Oh, and there's almost always a wedding going on. But these days, you can also hear a number of more unusual sounds, at least unusual for a place like City Hall. Sounds like singing birds, running water, and even tram bells that seem to engage in a musical duet with the elevator chimes. The sounds just seem to come out of nowhere. You don't hear them in the distance, they don't get louder and softer. They're just there, right in your head, or they seem to bounce off a wall near you. You're in the middle of Spiraling Echoes, a sound sculpture by San Francisco sound artist Bill Fontana. He has created sound installations all over the world, but it's been 22 years since he's had a project in his hometown. In the late 60s, Fontana studied classical composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music. But he soon realized that composing music in the traditional sense was not for him.
I was really interested in noise and the musical aspects of noise.
So he went to New York, where he studied experimental music composition with John Cage.
You know, and I started experimenting, making sound pieces, sound collages, and got quite intrigued by the idea of a recording of a sound as being a kind of found object. The more I got into this, I really came to regard the act of listening as a form of making music. I started carrying various kinds of portable sound recorders with me wherever I went. And what really came to interest me was the kind of the sculptural dimension of sound.
In the early 1970s, Fontana started working for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Sydney in what he thought was the coolest job in the world.
And my job was to record what Sydney sounded like and wherever else in Australia I wanted to go. And this gave me access to the state-of-the-art and portable mobile sound recording equipment. And of course, in the early 1970s, if you wanted to make an 8-channel recording out in the world, the sound, what you had to do was have an outside broadcast truck, which I did have access to, and it used 1-inch tape.
Things have changed quite a bit since then, but in his work, Fontana still only uses sounds that he records himself. He collected birdsong all over Northern California, underwater sounds in the San Francisco Bay, and tram bells in a muni yard. For his sound sculpture in San Francisco City Hall, he uses a completely new technology to reproduce these sounds.
Here in San Francisco City Hall, I'm doing something actually that I've never done before. I became fascinated by an unusual kind of technology of ultrasonic sound emitters.
What it comes down to is this. The sound from a conventional loudspeaker, like the one you're listening to right now, moves in every direction. That's why you can hear that someone left the radio on in the kitchen, for instance. But this kind of loudspeaker wouldn't work in a public space like City Hall, with people working and weddings going on. So instead, Fontana uses a thin beam of ultrasound to project the bird twitter and the running water and the tram bells from high above the floor down into the rotunda. And these sounds only get released and become audible when the carrier beam hits some kind of surface, like a wall or your head.
My sounds are very, very clear, crystal clear. And the sounds, the presence of the sound sculpture has a kind of a lightness in the space and a kind of transparency. It doesn't interfere with conversations. It doesn't interfere with people getting married. It sort of very delicately sort of floating around in the space.
In San Francisco City Hall, I am Neil Swinkles for Cross Currents.
You can experience Spiraling Echoes for yourself in San Francisco's City Hall every weekday through May 8th. And that's Cross Currents for Monday, March 9th, 2009, a production of KALW News.